KJAN Sports. Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports here on your Friday morning, Iowa All-American Kathleen Doyle hopes to hear her name called in tonight's WNBA draft. Doyle averaged more than 18 points and 6 assists this past season, being named the Big Ten Player of the Year. She's projected as a second or third round pick. Rebecca Lobo is an analyst for ESPN.
It is very, very difficult to make a WNBA roster. It's, of course, even more difficult for a second round pick or maybe a third round pick to make it. That being said, there are certain teams that if you're in the draft this year, you hope draft you.
Lobo says because of free agency, several teams have more spots available. With leagues overseas shut down due to the COVID-19 pandemic, there'll be more competition for roster spots.
A player would get an opportunity to be in a camp for a couple of days or maybe a week before one of the veterans returned and took that training camp spot. That's not the case this year. Everybody, presumably, if there's, if we have a season, once camp starts, is here and we'll have and will be in camp unless they're an international player to start with. So the opportunities might be a little bit tougher to come by.
Lobo says the cancellation of the NCAA tournament prevented many players from showcasing their talents.
Usually this time of year when we're talking to coaches or GMs, there's one or two players who they talk about, their draft stock skyrocketed throughout the course of the NCAA tournament. And because we didn't have a tournament, we didn't have a chance to see those players or to have those experiences.
Like their counterparts at four-year institutions, spring athletes at junior colleges are getting eligibility relief in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Tom McDonald is commissioner of the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference and says one of the differences is that many of their athletes had been recruited or signed by schools when the season was canceled.
And you've already signed with a very good Division I program, and all of a sudden that Division I program, it brings back all their players. So now all of a sudden you've got a young man or a young woman in the softball or, outdoor track that all of a sudden they're on the outside looking in because the whole whole senior class may come back.
McDonald says there are academic as well as athletic issues for junior college athletes who hope to move on to a four-year school.
A lot of discussion, a lot of cooperation that's going on between the NCAA and JCAA and NAIA to try to make sure that, because everybody's trying to just do one thing, is take care of the student-athlete. It's a fast-moving, changing all the time, but I think the NJCA has really done a good job of working with the NCAA and NAIA to make sure our student-athletes are taken care of.
McDonald says the added eligibility creates a logjam for spring sports at all levels.
It's like a four-year, five-year cycle, and on the two-year community college route, it's a three-year change in how you recruit. All of a sudden, if you're a sophomore and you come back, you've got the freshman class behind you, and then you have the freshman class coming in. So it's the same thing with the NCAA. All of a sudden, what do you do? Do you start JV teams? And I think that's just to give them opportunities to play.
McDonald says the National Junior College Athletic Association will be looking at issues regarding academic progress and credit transfers next week.
I mean, how many credits is the NCAA going to make sure those student-athletes have to get to the next level, if it's NAIA or NCAA? So that's what I think is being worked on right now with the cooperation of the NJCAA and the NCAA. That's what we're waiting to find out, exactly what is the NJCAA going to mandate for what they have to be eligible, but then the NCAA, what do they have to have, and what does NAIA have to have for our student-athletes to be eligible to go right in and play?
Well, college basketball players continue to switch teams through the transfer rules. Gonzaga says Southern Illinois point guard Aaron Cook will be eligible to play next season for the Bulldogs. The 6'2" Cook played in just 6 games last season before breaking his shooting hand against Murray State. Virginia coach Tony Bennett says Trey Murphy III has joined the Cavaliers as a transfer from Rice. Wake Forest announced that Ian DeBose would play next year as a graduate transfer from Houston Baptist. UConn has added guard Tyrese Martin, a transfer from Rhode Island. Jamarius Burton has signed with Texas Tech after starting 52 games the last 2 seasons at Wichita State. East Tennessee has added guard Jalen Johnson as a graduate transfer from Tennessee. Former Ohio State basketball player DJ Carton is transferring to Marquette. The 6'2 guard from Bettendorf had three seasons of eligibility remaining. Marquette's statement announcing Carton's addition didn't indicate whether he was planning to seek a waiver, enabling him to play for his new team immediately. Carton averaged over 10 points and played 20 games for Ohio State this past season, but announced last month he was leaving the team because of mental health issues. Carton was rated as the nation's number 34 prospect in his high school class. Well, Denzel Mahoney has joined Creighton teammate Tyshawn Alexander in declaring for the NBA draft. Mahoney played 21 games for the Blue Jays after transferring from Southeast Missouri, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds as a reserve wing. He can return to Creighton after going through the evaluation process by league executives, as long as he doesn't sign with an agent and withdraws from the draft by June 3rd. Sophomore guard Ayu Dosunmu also announced he's leaving Illinois to enter the draft. Dosunmu was named a first-team All-Big Ten selection last year and was fifth in the conference in scoring at over 16 points, shooting 48% in the process. In football news, Iowa State picked up a commitment from a three-star cornerback on Thursday, Noah Bigelow. A Florida native announced his pledge online as he chose Iowa State over other offers that he had from Army, Buffalo, FIU, Georgia State, Marshall, North Dakota State, and Virginia. Bigelow is a 6-foot, 175-pounder who's ranked number 67 at cornerback in the class of 2021, and he is the eighth commitment so far for the Cyclones in that class. Southern California quarterback JT Daniels has entered the transfer portal, although head coach Clay Helton says he'd welcome him back if he decides to stay at USC. Daniels immediately became the Trojan starter as a freshman in 2018, passing for 2,672 yards with 14 touchdowns and 10 interceptions during an inconsistent season. He won the starting job again out of camp last summer, but lost it to Keaton Slovis when Daniels injured his knee. A Cleveland Browns chief strategy officer, Paul DePodesta, has dismissed a report that the team is trying to trade star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. to the Minnesota Vikings, saying it's completely false. DePodesta says he knows Beckham is excited about the possibilities of what this offensive system could bring for him, adding that he's excited to have Beckham. Beckham was injured during his first season with the Browns after arriving from the New York Giants in a blockbuster trade 13 months ago. One of the NFL's top players is being treated for the coronavirus. Von Miller's agent says the Denver Broncos linebacker has tested positive for the coronavirus and wanted to come forward with his diagnosis to show doubters how serious the disease is. Joby Branion tells the Associated Press that Miller is in good spirits while resting at his home in Denver and that Miller plans to speak publicly about his diagnosis on Friday. The PGA Tour has hopes of a restart to the season at Colonial on June 11th through the 14th and keeping fans away for at least the first month. Tour officials said Thursday that if government and health authorities give golf the green light, the tour will have an official event every week through December 6th, except for the week of Thanksgiving. The start of the horse racing season at Belmont Park has been postponed indefinitely from the original April 24th date because of the coronavirus. However, the New York Racing Association says it's committed to holding the Belmont Stakes this year. The new CEO of the U.S. Tennis Association says he expects a decision on the status of the 2020 U.S. Open to be made by June. Mike Dowse said in a conference call with reporters Thursday that time is on our side at this point because the U.S. Open is not scheduled to begin until late August. The NCAA is permitting coaches in all Division I sports to hold up to 8 hours per week of virtual meetings and instruction with their players beginning Monday and lasting through the end of May. Athletes will be required to have at least one day off per week, and required physical activities continue to be prohibited. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.